This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell, the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris's rally in battleground Wisconsin last night virtually doubled the DNC for a few hours. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
An energized crowd of 15,000 that stood in line for hours greeted the top of the Democratic ticket at the Fiserv Forum.
Let us fight for the ideals we hold dear, and let us always remember when we fight, we win.
And Harris thanked the crowd for making her the nominee. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Western Wisconsin Democrats point out swing voters in the 3rd Congressional District hold the keys to victory in November from the State House to the White House.
In 2020, Biden won Wisconsin by 20,000 votes. He won La Crosse County by 10,000. We supplied half of the margin of victory.
William Garcia is chairman of the 3rd District Democratic Party. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says he plans to investigate any future false elector schemes. The Justice Department has charged 3 people for the 2020 Republican false elector scheme. Call tells WisPolitics that anyone in Wisconsin who tries that again will be held accountable. A national group called the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee promises to spend about $50,000 to help Democrats win state house races in Wisconsin. Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer tells the Journal Sentinel that Joe Sheehan in Sheboygan and Yi Lang Zhang in Wausau are 2 to watch. Harley-Davidson says this week it's ending its diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. The Human Rights Campaign says the decision shows Harley doesn't care about equality in the workplace. People in Wisconsin have a new way to check on the water quality of lakes and rivers. The Department of Natural Resources launched the Wisconsin Waterway Explorer website this week. Most of the information there is already available, but until now, the DNR said it couldn't be found in one place. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Well, it's official. The city of Madison will have a referendum on the ballot. It's been debated for months, but city officials believe a $22 million referendum is the only way they'll be able to move forward without cutting services to residents. Alder Marsha Rummel.
So either way, either we have a referendum of whatever amount or we don't, we're going to have more people going to have to pay more money at some point. I don't really see how we cut our way out of this problem.
If this referendum fails at the ballot box in November, all departments citywide will have to make a 5% cut. That will mean reduced resources and services for residents, layoffs, and a lower quality of life. Here's the thing. The school district also has 2 referendums on the ballot that total over $600 million. This is the first time voters have been asked to raise property taxes for schools and the city at the same time. Meanwhile, the city of Monona is also going to referendum. City leaders say they need to raise pay to retain staff. In November, Monona residents will be asked to approve $3 million. For the average house worth $417,000, homeowners would pay about $700 more per year. All municipalities across Wisconsin face revenue limits passed by the legislature in 2005. Officials in both Madison and Monona say those limits and increasing inflation have led to their budget problems. The Mount Horeb School District is getting money for mental health services after the attempted school shooting. On May 1st, a 14-year-old with a fake gun was headed toward Mount Horeb Middle School. Police say he wouldn't put it down, then pointed it at officers, so they shot him. They later learned it was only a BB gun, but the State Department of Justice says the officers involved acted lawfully. Senator Tammy Baldwin's office announced the district will be getting $118,000 to hire a school social worker and provide counseling services. Kids who are exposed to even just an attempted school shooting can have more mental health struggles in the future. And a family of 4 needs a new place to live after their home went up in flames. It happened yesterday afternoon in Oregon. A pet died, but everyone else got out safely, including 2 more animals. Some gas and propane tanks ended up exploding in the garage. Firefighters believe it was an electrical fire. They remind you to be careful of how you use extension cords. And secondhand shoppers, you'll love this. Madison is getting a Goodwill outlet. Instead of buying each item from the rack at its individual price, at a Goodwill outlet, you pay by the pound. The new location will be on Tradesman Drive near the Ho-Chunk Casino. It'll have the outlet, a warehouse, and space to run their e-commerce outfit. It's set to open August 28th. And last night was the first UW volleyball match with alcohol available as the Badgers took on Bradley in an exhibition, and it seems to be a hit. According to reporting from the Wisconsin State Journal, there were only a few options available to fans, but that didn't stop them. Neither did the prices. A beer or canned cocktail cost about $12. People who appear under 40 have to scan their ID, and no one can buy more than two drinks at a time. Next, it's Camp Randall's turn to start offering alcohol. Fans will be able to buy booze at the Badgers game August 30th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Brewers beat the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-2 win over the Cardinals in St. Louis. Right-hander Frankie Montas pitched seven innings, allowing the Cardinals just one hit. Manager Pat Murphy.
Frankie was great. He attacked the zone. Strike one was big. I don't know what the percentage was, but I bet it was really good. He's turned it up a notch, you know, and it's kind of cool. He gets it. Yeah, it's nice having his experience.
The series continues tonight. The Badgers women's volleyball team kicked off the season last night by beating Bradley 3-0 in an exhibition match. Wisconsin beginning the season ranked third in the nation. NFL, after missing most of training camp with a hip injury, the Packers' second-round pick Edgerrin Cooper is happy to be back at practice.
Best feeling ever. I think that was the longest I've been without playing football, so, and just missing out and stuff like that. So it was mentally tough. Sometimes things happen, but it's about being a pro. You just have to do what you could do.
As rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you need more reasons to dislike Gwyneth Paltrow, here you go. In a recent New York Post blurb about Chris Martin and Dakota Johnson breaking up or not breaking up, Paltrow, Martin's ex-wife, who he has two kids with, chimed in on her friendship with her ex-husband and Johnson, saying she adores Johnson but also understands people think it's weird because she just passed through it iteratively. Adding, what else can you bring in instead of being resistant to or being made insecure by? There's so much juice in leaning into something like that. What? Unfortunately, my Jenny P to English translator is down, but I think she's trying to sound intelligent. In much more down-to-earth news, Star Wars series The Acolyte will not have a season 2. Despite decent reviews, which include a 78% on Rotten Tomatoes, the fan base was completely divided, and the last thing we need in an election year are nerds throwing down. I can say that because I like Star Wars. Well, if you've already spent 3 hours in the theater watching the first installment of Kevin Costner's Horizon American Saga Chapter 1, hoping to see the next 3 hours, Horizon an American Saga Chapter 2, in theaters, you can't, because it was pulled due to low interest. The title doesn't help. But fear not, Costner fans. Chapter 2 premieres on Max Friday, August 23rd. Fearless comedian Eric Andre says he was racially profiled at the Melbourne airport in Australia. The star of his own show, The Eric Andre Show, in the film Bad Trip, was in Australia for a gig when he says he was pulled out of the security line to be sniffed by the dogs. He said this is not the first time it's happened and currently has a lawsuit pending against the airport in Atlanta for the same type of treatment. Those of you who are fans, I know what you're thinking, but Andre was fully clothed when the incident happened. You can track the trajectory for my addiction if you gauge my weight from season to season. Those are the words of Matthew Perry from his book Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing. Perry says when he was carrying weight, he was drinking, and when he was skinny, it was pills, and when he had a goatee, it was lots of pills. According to the New York Post, series producers Marta Kaufman and David Crane spoke to the Times of London about their process when they learned of Perry's addiction to drugs and alcohol. Crane said they asked Perry if he wanted to leave the show to deal with his substance issues, to which Perry replied, "No, this is really important to me." Perry said in his book that he estimates he spent roughly $9 million in an attempt to become sober. The late star also said that season 9 of Friends was the only season of the show he was fully sober for. Perry was found dead in his hot tub in October 23 from a ketamine overdose. His live-in assistant has recently been charged, along with four others, in connection to Perry's death.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear, dropping into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, upper 70s. It's going to get warm and a little muggy for the weekend with highs back in the mid to upper 80s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio.